From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Scores of people have been killed by twin bombings at a rally in Turkey. At least 86 people died and more than 200 were injured when two bombs exploded at a peace rally in the capital city, Ankara. As Dorian Jones reports, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has condemned the blasts as a heinous attack on our unity and the country's peace.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian troops backed by Russian airstrikes seized control of a village in central Syria on Saturday amid fierce clashes with rebels, part of a ground offensive launched earlier in the week. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement that Russian planes flew 64 sorties and targeted 54 sites in the past 24 hours. Command outposts in Aleppo and Idlib provinces were targeted. The offensive marked the first major air and ground assault since Moscow began its military campaign in the country on September 30th. This is VOA News. Authorities in Chad say at least 33 people were killed when five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to Boko Haram Islamists. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and near the town, located on the shores of Lake Chad. Last week, authorities said Boko Haram fighters clashed with Chadian soldiers near Lake Chad. A military source said 11 soldiers and 17 militants were killed. Chad is a leading contributor to a regional task force set to fight Boko Haram, whose attacks have spread in recent years from northeastern Nigeria to Chad, Cameroon, and Niger. A Palestinian attacker stabbed three policemen just outside the old city of East Jerusalem Saturday before police forces shot him dead. Israeli police said one of the officers was seriously wounded and two others were moderately hurt. The scene of the stabbing is near where a Palestinian teenager stabbed two Israelis before police shot him dead earlier in the day. A wave of stabbings has rocked Israel in recent days. The attacks started in East Jerusalem at a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says that his country has renewed efforts to help reopen Afghan peace talks. Speaking in Lahore, Sharif reiterated that Pakistan's intense effort is aimed at seeking a negotiated settlement to the war in Afghanistan. In early July, Pakistan had mediated and hosted landmark initial talks between Afghanistan's government and the Taliban. It was the first face-to-face interaction between the Afghan warring sides in 14 years. A planned second round of talks was canceled indefinitely after the revelation that Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Omar died 2 years ago. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the United States and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. The president said in his weekly address the TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
Critics of the deal say it does too little to protect American jobs or the environment. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.